T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Forty-four degrees. It's 5:32. We are in for showers today. Temps up around 60, according to Scott Hetzko's forecast from 13 QAM ABC. We will hear what to expect for trick or treating tonight. Good morning. I'm Steve Hausman. Here's what's trending here at WBEE. A fight in the city sent two people to the hospital last night. It broke out on the west side on Parkway around 6:30. Police found two men, ages 22 and 49, suffering stab wounds. Both were hospitalized. One person has been arrested. And police are continuing to work to sort out just what led to all this. A construction worker faces a court date after he brought weapons to a school in Webster. 57-year-old Timothy Bryan is from Canada, where he was working at the Clem South Elementary. A parent dropping off a student yesterday morning thought, for some reason, Bryan looked suspicious, sitting in his truck parked outside the school. Police found the weapons in the truck. Bryan is licensed to carry, but faces charges of bringing a firearm onto school property, which is illegal. Folks at the Parent and Food Shelf are in a pickle. When the Tops store closed in town, they left them without a supermarket to help them with their annual food Thanksgiving drive. Parent and Ambulance has collected that food for the past 9 years.
This food drive had a fairly significant impact on the ability of those in need to have a very good holiday season.
John Leroy is president of Parent and Ambulance. Says they did reach out to both Wegmans and Aldi's in town to take up the project. One said no, the other did not respond. It's one of a kind at RIT. Yesterday, they unveiled the new Magic Spell Studios. It is designed for the next generation of students who are into digital gaming, film, and animation. It is the largest such program in the Northeast. Magic, by the way, stands for Media, Arts, Games, Interaction, and Creativity. President Trump and the First Lady spent much of yesterday in Pittsburgh, where they paid tribute to the 11 people gunned down at a synagogue last weekend. They laid flowers at a makeshift memorial outside the Tree of Life Synagogue, calling it all very humbling and very sad. The death of gangster James Whitey Bulger brings to an abrupt end a notorious chapter in the history of the city of Boston. Bulger was slain in a federal prison in West Virginia yesterday, some say by fellow athletes, the day after he was transferred there. Bulger was 89 years old.
Prisoners?
That's what they're thinking. Finally, trick-or-treaters beware. Halloween can be deadly for pedestrians, with kids facing the greatest danger. This is the new study finds 43% higher risk of pedestrian deaths on this night than others. Kids age 4 to 8 face the highest risk. There were 55 Halloween deaths nationally in this age group last year, compared to just 11 on a normal year. All right, sports of the week. Sabres beaten by Calgary last night in overtime, 2-1. The Amerks are off. A thrilling end to the Section 5 Class A soccer final. Brighton taking it in overtime, 1-0 over Spencerport. And as the Bills practice for Sunday's game with the Chicago Bears, we could see Nathan Peterman, a quarterback. Derek Anderson suffered a concussion in the Monday night loss to New England and may not be ready for this weekend's game.
Let's roll, man. Let's do it.
Get behind Nate.
What's our options?
I'm going to watch it with the Benny Hill music playing behind it rather than commentating.
Up next, Hetzko's forecast from 13 WAM ABC here at the B.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime.
Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how GEICO could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
Rochester weather!
I know, we had all that great sun yesterday. The first time we had a sunny day in well over a week. It's gone now. More rain coming today, off and on. We'll be in the upper 50s to near 60. South winds, south to southwest winds, 10 to 20. Same story on Thursday. Looks like occasional rain. A cool day tomorrow, mid-40s. Happy Halloween from the 13 WAM Weather Authority. I'm Scott Hetzko here on the beat.
We have a steady rain here at High Falls, 44 degrees at 537. You're up to date at 92.5 WBEE.
Hey, real quick, happy Halloween, everybody. I'm going to try to be clever today with the music.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Little Big Town, Boondocks.
Got it.
Boondocks.
Got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.